Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We'll have to keep our chins up for Psalm 88. We can tell the mood of the psalm when the selected tune is Mahalath Leonoth. As best we can tell, it means something like sickness and depression, or affliction and wormwood. You get the idea. The psalmist is singing the blues. He sure hopes God is listening, Psalm 88, 1 and 2, when he describes his worst-case scenario. Any one of the 18 disasters, verses 3 to 9, would be devastating. His daily prayers seem useless, verses 9 and 10. Yet he continues to cry out to God. What's the purpose of this psalm? It's found in verse 1. Quote, O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. When facing such hard times, there's nowhere else to go but to the Father's arms. Recall Peter's question, quote, To whom shall we go? John 6:68. There's nowhere else. The first verse is the only bright spot in the chapter. That in itself is a kind of comfort, isn't it? When you feel the bottom fall out of life, you aren't the first one who has experienced that. In fact, to add a ray of hope to this mournful plea, listen. Quote, No temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Here is God's five-finger grip. Number one, others have survived this before. Number two, the faithful God will see you through. Number three, he won't let your trouble go beyond your limit. Number four, there's always an exit for you to escape. Number five, when you go through it, you find you can bear it, because he bears you. Believe it or not, this psalm is called a song. If the psalmist could sing with things this bad, let's praise the Lord anyway. This is the sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.